Oh, you only know just now.
Okay, Poseidon. Those that need to hear it, heard it. Okay. So we'll start from here. So you have the problem, right? Same problem he has when it comes to thanking Hashem, to singing the praises, to being moided to Hashem. When I thank Hashem with my lips for the enormous goodness he's doing for me, my thoughts and my kavana in this hoido, the kavana and the machshove is that I'm asking for the toiv to continue and to get more. Sorry, just 1 second. That's why you're thanking Hashem. You're thanking Hashem because you're thanking Hashem, because that's the way you get more. That's what your kavana is. You're not thanking Hashem because you wanted to continue. You're thanking Hashem because you got something and you're saying thank you. As I said, Bayagadol. That's the conflict here. And I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm calling that avodas Hashem because I want to pay Hashem back for the tovus. I'm not really being avodas Hashem, I've avoided myself because it's all about me. And it's a baya that resonates. We are that. Maybe not in all the areas, in every aspect of the avoider, but certainly in some of the aspects is this. I'm serving myself. And when I'm doing this, the Nefesh says, I'm conducting myself in this way, even in relation to the tevis that the boira includes everybody else. It's not the special tovers that he does for me. The ones that everybody gets equally. Everyone all has these tovers. In the avoider and the hoidor to Hashem, I have only a little bit of the correct kavana to fulfill my obligations to the boira. For the many, many goodnesses that I've already benefited from. But the real kavana is a little bit of the right kavana, but the majority of the kavana is in order to add and benefit more from the tovus that Hashem's going to give me, more and bigger. How am I ever going to get to paying back the boira, to be over the boira, to pay back the tovus that are unique for me? That we said is a higher darga. Only I'm getting those benefits, and therefore there's a much more overwhelming sense of a chorus of tovus, sense of needing to pay back. The simple tovus that everybody gets, where not that it's less, but that you put it into a different category. Everyone's got toes. So I thank Hashem for my toenails. Even there, I can't do it because I want to thank Hashem for my toenails. I'm interested more in getting more schai, more good and more tevis and bigger tevis. So how am I going to get to do that when I'm in the high darga of when I'm just focusing on the goodness that Hashem does just for me? Therefore, it's imperative. It's very important for me. I need to know the minimum. Exactly what it means by chreisis usually means the imperative. It means that which I have to do. I don't want to use the word minimum. I need to know how I go about doing what I have to do. Anything less than that, I won't be keep fulfilling my obligation. That's not the minimum, because anything less than that's not fulfilling obligation. Just the basic. Just tell me how do I makayim the chiyuvia. Amotelas alay avutoyves elu kadesh sheiroi lahanos mehem tomid. But I'll be fitting to be able to benefit from them always, but then I'm doing it properly. That's a powerful kasha. That's a very honest, difficult kasha to deal with because we have that issue. We have that issue. I'm paying back Hashem. Hashem does an enormous toiva. I'm reducing this to my level. I'm not talking at that level of the service. Where I resonate with this. Hashem just did your big chesed. Now it's time for Mincha or Ma'ariv. To go daven Ma'ariv. But Hashem did me this big favor. And if I want the favors to continue, I better show Hashem that I'm taking the favor seriously. So I feel some akoros of tov, I feel some chiyuv to pay him back. But the ikar is I'm going back to daven Ma'ariv to be oved Hashem. I'm going to use simple examples. This may not be the 100% right example of all. I'm doing the simple avoider. I'm going to daven Ma'ariv because I'm nervous. If I don't, then I'm not going to care in getting the good that he does for me. It means I want the good. There's definitely a sense of a chorus of Torah. There's definitely a sense of a feeling of obligation. But what's really driving me into the Beis Midrash to daven Ma'ariv isn't that. It's what he's talking about. I'm scared of losing the goodness. I don't want it to stop. I want it to get more. But you told me that that's how it works. If I didn't know that's how it works, I wouldn't have the problem. But the Seichel told us that's how it works. So that's why I'm stuck with this problem. So that's the kasha, and it's a very difficult problem. And let's see over the next few dafim how the seichel unravels this problem for us. You have the problem. You have to sit inside yourself because it's going to manifest in different people in different areas differently. And there's some things you're going to be doing. You're going to be over Hashem kulu like the way we should. But a lot of stuff we're doing because I want this to continue. You know, whatever. I had a bit of a boost in my panosa, and I'm so grateful to Hashem for the good he did for me. And now it's Ma'ariv, and you know, Ma'ariv is not the best example, but whatever the mitzvah is, whatever the avoider that you have to do is, and any cheshek, whatever, maybe I'll do it tomorrow, any koach achshav, but you do it because you want to pay Hashem back. So how much of that is wanting to serve Hashem, and how much is that because I'm serving myself because I don't want to lose the good, or because I want more good? So that's tough. That needs a lot of work. But let's see what the seichel suggests here for us. Omer haseichel, ma she'at mitlonenes, complaining. I didn't hear the nefesh complaining. You heard the nefesh mitloneni. The seichel picks up here in the tone of the nefesh that is mitloneni. You're complaining. Al chesa kavana b'avodesach v'hodesach le'elokaych. You're complaining. I thought it was explaining. I thought it was a very nice explanation. Then you heard complaints. Okay, whatever. So that which you're complaining about, your lack of kavon and your avoider and in your hoidor to Hashem, what's coming out of your mouth is a hoidor on what was. We saw that in the Friday morning show, yeah? You have to be moida ala avar and the vakash ala osid. Remember we saw that Friday morning, Eli? So we see that happening. The way davening works is you have to say thank you for yesterday and you ask for tomorrow. He says what you're doing here in your divrei hoidor, which is supposed to be on the past, you're being mechaven to ask for the future. You've taken the chaydor of the past and you've made it into mevakesh on the future. When it comes out of your mouth, it looks like a thank you for Hashem. It looks like a chaydor of the past. But really what's lurking in there, what's wired into that thank you is, please can I have more? At that moment that you're thanking Hashem for the past, you're not really thanking for the past. I mean, you are. There's an aspect of it. But what you're really doing is you're asking for more and more. This problem you have, we have, comes from three not such nice mitzvahs. Megunois midas. Three midas that are not very complimentary. You're asking, you're thanking, on the past, which you're supposed to be doing, but you're not really thinking on the past. You're really asking for the future, using a lotion of thank you for yesterday. But really what I'm saying is, please, can I have tomorrow? And let's say he sets the problem up. So the seichel picked up here in the nefesh was what we felt was a very genuine, honest appraisal of the issues. The seichel picks up here, I'm just pointing this out, so all right, I don't know what to do with this. He picks up a mitlonenet, you're complaining. So I don't know if that, yeah, I don't know how the lashon works. I don't know what he says above. Mashe, he's a ramta, mimut kovanosa. He's ramta, you know, some sort of negative connotation to it. So that's what we have to see. But we know that this problem that he's described here comes from three mugunois midas. Maguna. So let's have a look. It's now 9:30. You guys want to carry on? You want to stop? I don't know what your schedules look like.
Let's carry on for a few minutes.
Okay. Just let me know what 30 seconds before you want to stop, or I'll stop when I need to stop. One of the midas, the first one is this. The awesome, big, strong love that you have for yourself. And the desire you have to draw towards yourself pleasures. There's a proper Muslim shmuzis. I'm warning you now. Eh? He's not talking to us. He's talking to the seichel in the book. He's not talking to me. I'm not listening. This is a proper Muslim shmuz. You don't take one step. Nothing you do, not one step you take, whether it's for avodas Hashem or for any other goal, there's only one kavana driving you, and that's to provide yourself with pleasure. Whether it's you doing avodas Hashem or you're busy with something else, whatever it is, whatever steps you take in whatever direction, what's driving you is the kavana to have more and more pleasure. Therefore, when you're being over Hashem and being made to Hashem, even there, the only thing you're thinking about is, what do I get out of this? What's in it for me? There's a heavy musta there. Eh? Can't be talking about me. And that which we mentioned earlier was already the beginning of the refuah for this problem. You have to take this midah and get as far away as you can. Because I really hope that if you'll do that, you'll arrive at the toiv. Once again, you have to know how to apply this to our lives. There may be some things that, yeah, we do like that. He's saying, not psiachas. I mean, there are two things you're told just altruistically. It's not always, you know, you get up 3 o'clock in the morning to change a diaper. You're not always doing that because it's, you know, you're thinking about your pleasure. Maybe deep, deep down, maybe you're lying. Well, at our level, there's a lot of stuff we do altruistically. We only do because it's the right thing to do and because it's part of the avoider and we don't really want to do it. And there's a degree of mysterious nefesh involved. It's not so pleasurable. But where that mida does exist, and it for sure exists in everybody, that one has to find a way to marachik from that. But that's the first mida. He makes it very harsh the way he puts it. Man, he was talking to a generation 1,000 years ago, whatever. We're a very soft generation. So one finger you lift, unless it's really got, you know, what's in it for me? What do I get out of this? Bamida shenisi. You got stomach for more, Musa? Chaysa havana mitzidek b'chesed shabayra oisimimach. What's lacking here is a lack of understanding about the chesed Hashem does for you. Sha'at tzvura sha'ein at magir el atoiv, ele aday sha'at mevakesh yisalov. You think that you're not going to get any good from Hashem unless you ask for it. Which is true to a certain extent. We know that Ilchus Tefillah demands that. Why not some alive shaboyer kva haitiv loch? Od lifnei shebikashto. You don't realize, though, that there's so many times that Hashem does good for you long before you ask for it. Ad lo mit boinenes ledad mi oiselach et polze. Who did this all for you? Don't stop to think 1 second. And I've asked Hashem for hours, he gave me hours. And I say thank you for my hours now and again when I've got an eye ache or I've got a bit of an eye infection. I remember to say thank you to Hashem for my hours. I'm not asking for satan. I'm not exactly overwhelmed with the need to sing halal every day just because I can see, which is ridiculous. Hashem was giving it to you before you asked for it. And if you don't say thank you, he's still giving it to you. I don't realize that. Then you'll be more roy to makabel. Hashem will be more obligated to give you. He's obligated to give me nothing. That's a lot he uses. That which you want to get from Hashem. Okay, so this we have to go over again. Yeah, mona voidapu. We don't realize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving to us before we even ask for it.
Eli, you're going to have to mute yourself.
That's Eli, that chimpanzee there. I thought we had the chipmunks in joining us. I don't know if anybody's over the age of, remembers the chipmunks. Okay. So that's the problem we have here. We don't realize that Hashem's doing it anyway for you. You think the only way you're going to get what you need from Hashem is if you'll do what Hashem tells you and you ask Hashem and you beg and you manipulate and canav and say thank you and avoid Hashem because you want to get what you want. But you're getting it without all of that already. What did you do to get what you've got already? You didn't do anything. All the tovas that Hashem's giving you, you asked a bit, yeah, you asked a bit there, but 99.9% of the million chesodim that Hashem's doing for you all the time, when was the last time you asked for it? When was the last time you recognized? When was the last time you recognize that it's even something that you need to ask for? So we take so much of our lives for granted. So we kind of think that, yeah, well, if I want to keep getting those things, then I have to do this and do this and do that. But what did you do to get it in the first place? Nothing. The kulu chesed. But then if you'll do that, again, as I said, it's a bit of a catch-22, because if you do that, you'll now be getting more. And Hashem's obligated, whatever that means, to give it to you and all these favors that you really want. So now you'll do it because you want to set up that chain of getting it back. But even if you don't, say bayaga dol. This requires a lot of meditation, requires a lot of time. Shara Bechina, we learned the sugya in Shara Bechina, Mod Chashuv, to spend time every day focusing and writing down and taking note of all the enormous chesedim that Hashem does for you without you even asking for it. Look what's happening to other people that never happened to you, God forbid. That alone is an almost infinite list. And what did you ask for that? You didn't ask for it. You didn't even know that it existed, that problem. And so that's the midah. I don't know why that's such a maguna midah. Well, the first one sounds much worse. This doesn't sound as bad. I don't know if he's going up or down here. Well, anyway, it's a midah maguna that a person has to merachik from. Let's just read the third one quickly and we'll go back. We'll do these again next week in depth. The other problem is you don't really understand how much you're worth, what your value is. And you don't really understand what your relationship with Hashem is. Our value, how we value ourselves and evaluate ourselves, and how we see ourselves in relation to Hashem is a bit skew, he says. You believe that you deserve the greatest toivus there are to be given. When you're flying economy class, you want business class. When they give you business class, you want to be first class. When you're first class, you're already thinking about your private jet. I was talking about it earlier to somebody. That's why it came up now. Well, you think that the whole world belongs to you. You deserve the whole world. So therefore, when you get some teva from Hashem, you're really trying to work it out, you can get more. If mono writes them the same, maybe is relevant here. But you don't realize, you don't think about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is entitled to receive from you the best avoider that's available. It means I think that Hashem owes me the world. But what about me thinking that I owe Hashem the world? Hashem's doing tovus for me. I have to do avoider for him. That's the system. So I believe I'm entitled to do the biggest tovus in the world. Why don't you think that you also have an obligation to pay back the biggest avoid in the world? Don't think like that. We think we're doing Hashem chesed. What do you mean? David Ma'ariv to Hashem. What more do you want from me? What? I volunteered to David Ma'ariv. I did you a big chesed. The marot shat yodat shat zukuka lav shimoles mechaserich. You know that you need Hashem for everything. Reinu zokek lo loch velo lav adoisach. Hashem doesn't need you and he doesn't need your avoider. It's nothing for him. It's all for us. So these are the three midas mugenas. Okay, well, I want to go through these again next week, Mr. Shem, because this is very important. There's a bunch of avoiding here that needs to be taken care of. Certainly worth thinking about, not worth getting depressed about. Well, we have to try and take it apart again at our level and see where we can, even if we just yell it, because we're working on so many things, I don't see anybody taking on a new piece of avoider here. Well, at least just to yar it and know that this and start becoming aware of it. I think awareness is a big step in the right direction. Okay, Rabbi, so sorry about the juggling this week, but this week is it's one of those 8-city weeks. I'm going to be in 8 different cities in this country this week. So, Bezrat Hashem, I've already done 4, so we nearly finished.
Sure.
Take good care. Batzlocha, all the best.
You too. Thanks, Rav.
See you guys next week.